Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 23, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about ArisX adds new trading features with ETAIL partnership. Pornhub now lets models get paid with the Tether stablecoin. Law firm representing Quadriga's ex-users want info about shadow bank crypto capital. Liechtenstein regulators approve Ethereum-based real estate fund. Crypto asset firm Amen launches inverse Bitcoin ETP. This Virginia lawmaker argues blockchain can boost local elections, economy. Bitcoin Cash miners propose controversial soft fork for Zcash-style development fund. Bitcoin faces move to $8,200 after dropping out of trading range. Crypto custody provider Ledger extends reach in Asia with new institutional client. Meet the crypto angel investor running for Congress in Nevada. Now let's get started. ArisX adds new trading features with ETAIL partnership. Users of crypto derivatives platform ArisX are getting access to institutional-grade data and trading solutions, thanks to a new partnership with software provider ETAIL. ArisX announced Thursday that members will be able to view ETAIL's real-time market data and execute orders leveraging the company's machine learning-based quantitative models. TD Ameritrade backed ArisX launched a live spot market for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum and Litecoin, complete with US dollar pairs, in April 2019, and began offering physically delivered Bitcoin futures last December. The company, which was granted a derivatives clearing organization license by the Commodities and Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, last summer, has said it plans to expand its futures offering throughout 2020. ArisX has previously said it aims to make the cryptocurrency trading experience as seamless and as dependable as mature capital markets. Thursday's partnership will enhance the trading experience and create a high-quality solution to trade digital assets, according to Ian Greaves, ArisX's head of product. Pornhub now lets models get paid with the Tether stablecoin. Pornhub has added new performer payment options including the Tether, USDT, stablecoin, 2 months after being apparently dropped by PayPal. The adult video giant announced on Thursday that it now allows its models to be paid in USDT and is recommending the TronLink wallet. Tron became a partner of the site in June 2018, when Pornhub started accepting its TRX token for content. The stablecoin claims to be fully backed by US dollar cash or equivalents, a peg that seems to have slipped in the past, meaning its value will not fluctuate as much as more volatile cryptocurrencies and making it a less risky form of payment. Pornhub has also added support for adult industry-focused Cosmo payment, which provides prepaid cards that can be sent funds. For performers in Australia and Puerto Rico, direct deposits have also been added. PayPal's shock decision to block performers' payouts with little or no warning came in November. At the time, Pornhub said more than 100,000 performers who relied on PayPal for their livelihoods were affected. The service removal left Pornhub offering payouts via direct deposits in some regions, bank checks and the Verge cryptocurrency. Law firm representing Quadriga's ex-users want info about shadow bank crypto capital. Miller Thompson, the court-appointed legal counsel for former users of the Quadriga CX cryptocurrency exchange, is asking for help identifying any records related to crypto capital, which may be holding some of the exchange's funds. In a letter emailed to the exchange's former customers and posted to its website, Miller Thompson wrote that Crypto Capital Corp., a shadow bank registered in Panama, may have been a payment processor for the exchange and is asking any customers who have emails or other documents which might be related to Crypto Capital to forward the communications to the legal firm. Representative counsel has been investigating, since its appointment, whether any Quadriga funds were potentially retained by Crypto Capital, Wednesday's letter said. An archived snapshot of Crypto Capital's website lists Quadriga CX as a client. The letter referenced the ongoing court case between the U.S. Department of Justice and Crypto Capital, noting that the shadow bank's operators are currently under indictment. Reginald Fowler, one of the alleged operators of the company, is in court and may be heading to trial on charges of bank fraud, operating an unlicensed money transmitter and conspiracy. Fowler intended to plead guilty to one charge of operating an unlicensed money transmitter, but negotiations between his attorneys and the prosecutors have yet to be concluded. He is now scheduled to appear in a New York courthouse in late April. Wednesday's letter also referenced the fact that Bitfinex, another crypto exchange, has claimed to be defrauded by Crypto Capital and is seeking information and rights to seized assets in the shadow bank's possession in the US, Portugal and the UK, three jurisdictions which have reportedly frozen Crypto Capital's assets. As you are aware, Ernst & Young Inc., the trustee, has been unable to locate Quadriga CX's basic corporate records or accounting records. As a result, representative counsel is asking affected users for assistance on this matter to uncover whether Crypto Capital held Quadriga funds, the letter said. Liechtenstein regulators approve Ethereum-based real estate fund. A fully regulated tokenized real estate fund has been approved by officials in Liechtenstein. The AARGOS Global Real Estate Fund was approved as an alternative investment fund AIF by Liechtenstein's Financial Market Authority FMA, the company announced. The fund provides exposure to a global real estate portfolio through AARGO security tokens built on the Ethereum blockchain, with each token representing one share in the fund. The fund was created by Ahead Wealth Solutions, a financial services provider based in the nation's capital Vaduz, in collaboration with Bank Frick and blockchain technology provider Token Factory. AARGO tokens have been designed to ensure only legally compliant transactions can be executed, Token Factory said in a blog post at the beginning of the week. In other words, only investors who have completed the requisite KYC, AML forms can actually hold the token. The fund's tokenization will also create greater efficiency and a higher degree of automation in the transmission process, said Bank Frick head of fund and capital markets Raphael Haldner in a statement. Speaking to CoinDesk, Bastian Don, Token Factory's managing director, said working on a public blockchain also presented opportunities for the financial sector. Funds are protected from manipulation by a centralized entity, and being on the ERC-20 token standard means the company can readily integrate with a growing decentralized finance DeFi ecosystem, he said. You could easily integrate with, for example, lending applications, so you can get some liquidity out of your tokenized assets, he said. Private or permissioned blockchains might have some advantages in the short term, he said, but people will realize that they are missing out on all the fun and great applications that are built on public blockchains. AIFs are EU-regulated financial vehicles that raise capital from investors and invest these funds with the purpose of making favorable returns. Although Liechtenstein is not an EU country, its businesses can operate within the single market because it complies with the bloc's financial regulation. The Liechtenstein government has previously said it would avoid excessive blockchain regulation, and the FMA has previously approved a plan for offering tokenized public offerings for retail investors. Approval by the regulator means the AARGO fund can now begin onboarding assets and promoting itself to investors. Crypto asset firm Amen launches inverse Bitcoin ETP. Digital asset issuer Amen is launching a new financial product, this one for traders who predict Bitcoin's price will drop. Announced Thursday, Switzerland-based Amen has launched the 21 shares short Bitcoin ETP (SBTC) on the Swiss Stock Exchange (SIX), an exchange-traded product tracking Bitcoin's price movements inversely. If Bitcoin's price climbs, traders lose. If it falls, they win. If you've ever tried trading options or futures, you'll see that it's pretty difficult, Amen CEO Haney Rishwan said in a phone interview. It's not the easiest thing, which is why it's just easier to say I think Bitcoin price will go down, I'm going to buy this stock. Compared to entering short trade positions on Bitcoin wherein an investor expects the price to fall and bets against an asset's value rising by buying and selling a position on loan funds, Amen's short Bitcoin ETP does not require loaned capital. Rather, the fund captures Bitcoin's price movement inversely in one stock purchase akin to a synthetic exchange-traded note (ETN) comprised of short positions. Furthermore, all positions reset at the end of the trading day with performances not rolling over to the next day. Rishwan noted the rise of crypto derivatives, particularly from lightly or completely unregulated exchanges, which are taking up to 99% of the Bitcoin derivative market's volume compared to legacy providers such as CME Group or ICES-backed. Indeed, crypto derivatives platform FTX traded some 2,405 options contracts traded on its inaugural day, January 13, versus 54 options contracts on CME which opened the same day, according to financial publication Mickey. Options on CME are constructed at 5 Bitcoin per contract while FTX allows users to draft their own. Responding to consumer demand, Rishwan said Amin has positioned itself to provide new forms of crypto exposure in just a few clicks. We hope to bring the easiest and most regulated user experience to shorter leverage crypto exposure, and this is the first step towards that vision. You don't have to figure out how to open and shut the contract. You don't need to deal with what a perpetual swap is. Nothing of that sort. You just buy a stock, Rishwan added. Amin, with some $50 million in assets under management, offers 10 crypto-based ETP products on the Swiss SIX and Börse Stuttgart. The firm recently garnered approval from the Swedish Financial Supervisory Authority (SFSA) to extend its offering into other European retail markets. This Virginia lawmaker argues blockchain can boost local elections, economy. A Virginia lawmaker is pushing her state's government to study how blockchain could shape the future of local elections and commerce. On January 8, Delegate Hala Ayala, D51, offered two bills to the House of Delegates, the first calling for Virginia's Department of Elections to investigate blockchain as a means to secure elections, and the second requesting that the Virginia Economic Development Partnership, VEDP, research blockchain's current and coming role in the state economy. Together, they comprise Ayala's political drive to embrace or at least consider integrating distributed ledger technology in Virginian life. They're also a product of Ayala's subject matter expertise. She was an information security specialist with the U.S. Coast Guard for nearly 20 years before transitioning to a cybersecurity role at the Transportation Security Administration in 2017, where she continues to work. Right now blockchain is a thriving technology, said Ayala, who was appointed chair of the newly formed Technology and Innovation Subcommittee last week. The bills outline Ayala's proposed roadmap to studying blockchain technologies. This is most clear in her election bill. It's a response to the ongoing threat of election interference by bad actors, she said. But it's also a detailed prescription to get ahead of future attacks. With text imploring the Department of Elections to study current blockchain voting mechanisms, perform a cost-benefit analysis and then determine whether and how to implement blockchain in elections, the bill offers a path to possible implementation. We have to take blockchain very seriously and understand it has the mechanics and mechanisms that could potentially provide us with more secure election protection, Ayala said. The economy bill, too, would nudge blockchain toward more widespread implementation in Virginia, with 2 years of mandated studies on the tech's prevalence and role in interstate commerce. If passed, VEDP would produce multiple reports outlining what the government should do to foster sector growth. Ayala said it would also tamp down on corporate overreach, keeping companies honest. While Ayala hopes the reports will shed light on how the state can take advantage of this relatively new technology, she has not yet committed to implementing blockchain tools. We need to do our homework first to see how we can apply these technologies to their businesses as well as our elections, she said. Ultimately, her economics bill seeks to create a statewide, comprehensive, and coordinated strategy relating to blockchain technology, the text reads. Technology is always ever-evolving, and we want to make sure that we are on the forefront and leading the way here in the Commonwealth, Ayala said. Bitcoin Cash miners propose controversial soft fork for Zcash-style development fund. A group of Bitcoin Cash miners is preparing a soft fork to redirect some of the block rewards into a new Zcash-style development fund. In a Medium post Wednesday, Zhang Zhouer, CEO of mining pool BTC Top, said that a group of some of the largest Bitcoin Cash mining pools were preparing to soft fork the network to implement a short-term donation plan that would cut block rewards by 12.5% in order to fund network development. Investment in software and commons is crucial to secure a bright future for Bitcoin Cash, the post reads, arguing that neglect can have a damaging effect on the network. We can avoid these problems by providing an adequate level of stable funding, allowing Bitcoin Cash to thrive and succeed. Signed by Jihan Wu of Antpool/BTC.com, Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com and ViaBTC's Hypo Young, Zhouer's post argues that there are significant problems with the current funding mechanism. Donations are made on a voluntary basis, making it difficult to finance long-term projects and giving corporate donors an undue influence over developers. Many community members, Zhouer writes, don't currently contribute anything at all, creating a tragedy of the common situation where the self-interest of individuals is contrary to the common good of the network. It may be controversial, but redirecting block rewards is undoubtedly a far better solution than the current funding system, the post reads. Many of the same miners included in the post had previously pushed to introduce a development tax during a CoinGeek BCH conference back in 2018. A report by crypto investment firm Electric Capital found Bitcoin Cash lost more than 30% of its developers between December 2018 and June 2019, the largest drop of any major blockchain network. Because Bitcoin Cash uses the same SHA-256 hash algorithm as Bitcoin, most of the block reward costs will, according to the Post, be carried by the dominant Bitcoin miners who constitute approximately 97% of the hash ecosystem. Assuming Bitcoin Cash stays at around $300, Zhouer calculates the new mechanism could raise more than $6 million in 6 months. It's a clever proposal, with good intent, tweeted Emin Gunsurer, adding that marginally lower hash rate for steady developer funding was a good trade-off as empirically more attacks have been due to underfunded devs than to malicious hash rate. But the proposal is not without its controversy. Zhouer's post says that BCH blocks that don't follow the soft fork will be orphaned, meaning that they won't be accepted by the five mining pools and risk not receiving any block reward whatsoever. Funds will also be directed into an unnamed Hong Kong corporation that will coordinate and pay for network development. It's not certain whether this new corporation will pay third-party developers or if it will do most of the work itself, like the Electric Coin Company (ECC) on Zcash. In an Ask Me Anything Reddit session Thursday, Zhouer clarified that miners would ensure the transparency and effective use of all funds by the Hong Kong corporation. Antpool's Wu added in the same AMA that many of the details, for how the corporation would be governed and how development projects would be prioritized, were still under discussion. There are many underspecified aspects to the proposal, Surer said. Specifically, who will manage the collected funds and how will they be distributed? That the proposal was sprung on members of the BCH community was terrible PR and community management, he continued, while the threat of orphaning dissenting blocks risks alienating much of the mining community. It's also disputed whether the five mining pools will be able to force the community to accept their soft fork. At press time, the signatories had a combined BCH hash rate of just under 28%, way below the required majority needed to push the soft fork through by themselves. They can't enforce this coercive soft fork unless they come up with a lot more hash rate. And it would likely lead to many forks, tweeted Charlie Lee, creator of Litecoin. Adding such a centralizing feature in this coercive manner sets such a bad precedent. Bitcoin faces move to $8,200 after dropping out of trading range. View. Bitcoin's range breakdown has opened the doors for a deeper pullback to support levels at $8,200 and $8,000. The short-term indicators have turned bearish, supporting the case for further losses. A move above $8,750 is needed to revive the immediate bullish view. The broader outlook will remain bullish as long as prices are holding above $7,700, according to the weekly chart. Bitcoin has dived out its recent trading range, opening the doors for a pullback to deeper support levels. The top cryptocurrency ran into offers around $8,580 at 8:35 Coordinated Universal Time and fell through the long-held support of $8,460 in a few minutes to hit a low of $8,340, a level last seen on January 14, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. The drop to 9-day lows confirmed a downside break of the recent trading range of $8,460 to $8,750. The cryptocurrency had entered consolidation mode during Sunday's U.S. trading hours after the sudden reversal lower from highs near $9,200 range out of steam at $8,460, the level, which saw Bitcoin turn lower on January 8. So, it seems safe to say that the pullback from $9,200 has resumed with the range breakdown and a deeper drop to support at $8,200, and $8,000 could be in the offing. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands near $8,415, representing a 2.72% drop on a 24-hour basis. The range breakdown has created room for a drop to at least $8,170 target as per the measured move method. Bitcoin charted multiple 4-hour candles with highs around $8,200 in the January 11-13 period. As a result, $8,200 is a key support to watch out for. On similar lines, the psychological level of $8,000 is also crucial support. On the higher side, $8,750 is the level to beat for the bulls. A sustained move that level would revive the short-term bullish view and allow a retest of recent highs near $9,200. However, a break above $8,750 looks unlikely, as the short-term indicators have made a bearish shift. The MACD histogram, which is widely used to gauge trend strength and trend reversals, has crossed below zero, confirming a bullish to bearish trend change. The 5- and 10-day moving averages (MAs) have produced bearish crossover. Bitcoin has lost its upward trajectory, as indicated by the ascending pitchfork breakdown. The ascending pitchfork is a trend channel tool consisting of a median line in the center with two parallel equidistant lines on either side. These lines are drawn by from 3 points, representing a bottom, a correction high and a higher low. All in all, the odds appear stacked in favor of a drop to $8,200 and possibly to $8,000. Bitcoin broke out of a 6-month long falling channel 2 weeks ago, confirming a long-term bullish reversal. The setup will remain valid as long as prices are holding above $7,700. Crypto custody provider Ledger extends reach in Asia with new institutional client. Digital asset storage provider Ledger is partnering with Fleeta, a South Korea-based blockchain platform, for decentralized applications (DApps) to provide custodian services compliant with local laws. The French startup has been trying to extend the reach of its institutional-level services with Ledger Vault, building on the success of its Nano wallets, which primarily targeted retail crypto holders. Ledger does not just offer the security of storing crypto, it also allows financial institutions to build customized governance rules, said Glenn Wu, Ledger's managing director leading business expansions in the Asia-Pacific region. Founded in 2018, Fleeta launched its mainnet in November and has partnered with the government to build a proof-of-concept network for the nation's healthcare system, hoping to let hospitals share private data such as research and medical records. The firm confirmed to CoinDesk it held a private token sale in August 2018 and a public sale in 2019, but declined to disclose specific figures for the two funding rounds. Scaling up. Wu said the partnership with Fleeta reflects Ledger's shift in Asia towards helping large-scale institutional clients be compliant with regulators across different jurisdictions in the region. We are helping crypto companies, such as exchanges, funds and custodians, to basically abide by the regulations when it comes to wallet management, Wu said. Our biggest priority is Ledger Vault. Ledger is in the process of building a joint venture with the US-based investment firm Global Advisors and Japanese financial services giant Nomura. The new firm, named Komainu, will offer digital asset management services to institutional investors while helping clients integrate crypto with traditional investments instruments such as mutual funds. According to Wu, one of the biggest concerns for financial institutions is regulatory risks, particularly at a time when many governments are still developing their guidelines for the emerging industry. Institutions that choose to be fully compliant may spend large sums of money securing legal opinions and setting up the proper infrastructure and reporting tools. Regulatory challenges. Two major issues regulators have with crypto companies are how to secure digital assets and how to protect investors' interest when these assets are lost. Ledger claims its vault offering requires multiple layers of authorization, which in turn requires a greater degree of involvement from a client's operations team to withdraw assets. One of the big themes when it comes to regulating crypto institutions on the wallet side is to remove the central point of failure where the CEO of an exchange knows everything, Wu said. With this infrastructure, we aim to go into more of the regulations jurisdiction where the crypto institutions are struggling to meet the requirements of the regulations. Wu said Ledger further backs up its clients' assets with a customized insurance policy, referencing the company's partnership with Lloyd's of London Syndicate Arch. In November, insurance broker Marsh arranged a $150 million insurance policy from Arch for users on the Ledger Vault technology platform. My experience is that insurance is actually very hard to get for many crypto startups because they don't have a track record, Wu said, noting insurance could be critical when a crypto company seeks approval for financial regulators. Meet the crypto angel investor running for Congress in Nevada. I would love to sit down with President Trump and have a discussion around Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, Lisa Song Sutton, an entrepreneur and Bitcoin ATM investor in Las Vegas, told CoinDesk. Sutton might have a better shot than most at having such a conversation. She's running for Congress in the 4th Congressional District of Nevada, one of 9 people currently competing in the June 9th Republican primary to see who will face off against the incumbent, Representative Stephen Horsford, a Democrat, in the general election in November. Were she to win, Sutton would be a likely candidate to join the Congressional Blockchain Caucus, co-chaired in the House by Republicans David Schweikert, Arizona, and Tom Emmer, Min, and Democrats Bill Foster, IL, and Darren Soto, Florida. The group scored a small victory last year as Soto helped to get language into the Defense Authorization Act's conference report requiring the U.S. military to look into applications of distributed ledger technology. Even if she makes it through the primary, she may still face long odds. The Cook Political Report has the district rated as likely Democrat. That said, she was third in total campaign funds raised as of the third quarter of 2019, according to the latest Federal Election Commission data, and she remains well behind Horsford. She told CoinDesk she has benefited from media interest in the narrative of a beauty queen, business co-owner running for Congress. Sutton was Miss Nevada United States in 2014. She also happens to have cryptocurrency bona fides. Her company, Sin City Cupcakes, selling booze-infused confections in Las Vegas, early on accepted Bitcoin from customers as payment. She also joined a consortium of angel investors that backed 5 different Bitcoin ATM efforts. She has small holdings in a few currencies, but she doesn't pretend to be an expert or a blockchain hardcore. That said, she thinks if she made it to Congress and got an audience with President Trump, she could make the case that these technologies might define the future of business, and the U.S. should not close itself off from a leadership role. The argument she would make to the president would be that the U.S. has an opportunity to hold on to its lead in this new sector of entrepreneurship, but, she said, I don't know if it would work. Cupcake Coin. Sutton spoke January 7 on a panel concerning blockchain and regulation during the Consumer Electronics Show's Digital Money Forum in Las Vegas. Sutton was invited to the panel, in part, because of her experience as a small business co-founder who got into using cryptocurrency early. In 2017, the state of Nevada banned local governments from taxing cryptocurrencies, she explained on stage. She told the crowd, "We were like, cha-ching." But it turned out the state's policies had gotten ahead of implementation. Sin City Cupcakes moved quickly to get paid in Bitcoin, but then needed to know how to document everything correctly. She contacted the state, only to find it really didn't have a plan for small businesses that wanted to take advantage of the new law. So we just made up our own rules, as entrepreneurs do. We figured it out, she said. There was no guidance, no clarity. These days, SimCity doesn't even convert the crypto it earns for cupcakes into fiat, though that's partly because not many people pay that way. Besides her involvement in founding a few companies, including a swimwear company and a shipping center, she's an angel investor, joining a consortium of investors that ended up backing a few early Bitcoin ATM ventures. She said that through the group she's backed five such efforts, three of which are still live, though she declined to name them. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.